T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We welcome in crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. And as we mentioned, we are expecting a live update to happen about an hour from now on the Sanaya Dennis case and disappearance. Brad, we're bringing you in because we know that you have kind of looked at countless missing persons investigations and things like this sort of disappearance. And I'm wondering, and this is one of the things that I've been thinking of in the past week when it comes to the case of, you know, a 19-year-old college student, if these investigations have at all been made trickier just because of how social life works with younger people now, where you're not maybe in contact with as many people as you were. So much of your life is lived online. You maybe have a fewer friends or people close to you actually looking out for you in person and knowing who you're seeing and who you're with. And then, of course, this year, maybe that triples in factor because of all the COVID concerns on college campuses.
So clearly, Brian, you're accurate in that we tend to have less people around us today because of technology. But because of that technology, there may be viable lead information for the police. In other words, a 19-year-old typically is pretty tech savvy with phones, with iPads, with computers. How much did she communicate in the hours and maybe even days before she disappeared? What did she say? Was there a change in her mood? Did people have concerns about her? So all of those people could be located, obviously, I presume, and have at this point. But, you know, what becomes tricky sometimes, other than the obvious, that they, at least up to this point, have not found her or maybe know what happened to her, is, you know, why did she disappear? Because sometimes the why will help you figure out the where.
You know, I'm wondering, with each passing day, and now we're at 12 here, does the chance of finding her diminish, or does it matter, you know, for each case?
In my personal view, it doesn't diminish. What happens is that if she were in a situation where she could be harmed or she's been injured, obviously each hour and each day is a big deal. If somebody has abducted her and holding her, obviously, you want to find that out as quickly as possible and go rescue her. But, you know, the other big concern, obviously, is if, and obviously I don't know the answer to this, if the concern is that she harmed herself some way, then, you know, it depends on how good she was in doing that. And I will tell you, typically people aren't very good when it comes to self-harm. But hopefully that's not the case in this situation.
This investigation started with Buffalo State University police here, and that has drawn some criticism from Dennis's family, saying that, you know, a university police force isn't equipped, you know, with the right experience and expertise to run a search like this. But they have been assisted by, you know, numerous police forces throughout the area. The district's attorney's office is involved. Should that be a concern at all, that this began on a college campus, so that it might be university police who are the first ones to respond and lead this search?
Well, it makes logical sense, Brian, because let's face it, people go missing temporarily all the time. and having the university police, because she was a student at the university, maybe in the very short term makes sense. After a few hours, if that hasn't gone anywhere, then you definitely need to get the help of the city, the county, the state, and in some cases, the feds, because you can get the FBI to help you depending on the circumstances of her disappearance. So I don't know who else is involved. You mentioned a number of agencies, which I'm sure between the collection of them are more than adequate in all the techniques that you could use to search investigatively for missing persons.
There are multiple agencies now on this. This morning, in about an hour, we're going to get another update. We haven't been getting regular updates. Does the fact that there's an update this morning maybe say to you that there is a development? Or, I mean, if police have clues right now, it's not necessarily true that they'd be sharing them with all of us, right?
Well, there may be two things, Susan, going on. One is that they just want to give you an update. Because giving updates then refreshes the interest in the case. And you definitely want to do that on a regular basis for people to keep talking to you. So that's fairly common. The other would be is that they do have new information. They have, like, some place that she was sighted, or a vehicle she was seen in, or a person she was seen with, that they haven't been able to locate. And so you use a discussion with the public to have them help you look for person X or car Y. So we'll have to see. Hopefully it's it's positive information, but obviously we won't know here for a few minutes.
What is it, Brad, that makes something kind of rise to the level of public interest that this has? I mean, throughout our area, there have been several other missing persons cases involving teenagers, yet this one has really seemed to capture the attention of people, not only locally, but nationally. What causes a case to get that level of attention?
So I think to a certain extent, Bryan, college campus of kids missing has a different sort of profile, because you have kids, you know, that are maybe not even from the community where they're going to school. And both of you obviously know that information about cases get into the system immediately. When somebody disappears, someone's harmed, it gets into national news some way. It may not be active in the national news, but you know, there are things that, for whatever reason, the media and the public hook onto. In missing females of the age, college age kids, I have noticed, in even some of the cases I have worked of missing college students, tends to get a fairly high media profile, if nothing else, regionally.
And she is an honor student. You know, her family has said this is completely out of character. Those things, too, add to it, right?
Oh, of course they do. Of course they do. And do the police have anything that would suggest foul play? And I guess that's not public information at this point. But that would also sort of, I suppose, add to the intrigue of what happened to this girl. She just disappeared. And, you know, and obviously, why did she disappear?
Well, Brad, we appreciate your expertise and insight into this. That's Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst for ABC News, joining us.